Good morning. We have two young musicians this morning. Astrid Franz Workington will go first, and then Mackenzie Zacharias.
shout praises to the Lord. God is good to us, and God's love never fails. Some have committed a lot of sins and are in terrible pain. You should praise the Lord for His love and for the wonderful things God does for us all. We light a light in the name of God who creates life, the Savior who loves life, and the Spirit who is the fire of life.
Please stand if you would like to.
Bow for prayer. Source of all hope and holiness, we gather this morning to be church. Bless those who are absent, but not from our hearts. Bless those who are distant, but not from your love. Bless each of us here that we may choose justice by your Spirit, draw kindness from the well of your mercy, and walk humbly in your path, O God. Amen. Welcome here this morning. As you can see, it's a little bit different. We're going to have the Sunday school involved in a lot of things that we do this morning. So it should be a fun Sunday, and we ask for your patience when things don't go as smoothly as they normally do. So I'd like to look at the announcements. Oh. And I have forgotten part of my bulletin down there, Phil, if you could just pass it to me. Is there a song first? Oh, yes, the Lent song. Thanks for reminding me, Phil. Can you turn in your bulletins, or in your blue hymnals in the back, there should be an insert. My soul cries out, and we will sing verses 1, 2, and 4. My soul cries out with a joyful shout that the God of my heart is great, and my spirit sings of the wondrous things to bring to the ones who peace to Welcome here. Again, I got it off to a rocky start already. Are there any guests in our midst who would like to be introduced or introduce themselves? If not, we welcome you all here this morning. I'm not sure if there's anyone who would like to highlight an announcement. I guess just a reminder of our SMORG next Saturday. I don't know, do we need any more volunteers? Yes, Lainey has an announcement.
Well, I've just come back from my trip to New Zealand and seeing my grandson, but I have checked and I've listed all the volunteers, and I thank you very much for participating and putting your names down. The only area where we need more help is for baking. Normally have about 30 volunteers. I only have 15 on the sheet. So don't put your name on the sheet, because I'm taking it home today so I can finish up the lists. But if there are more of you who could bring baking, that would be great. I'd really appreciate all of you who've put your names down, and we look forward to another successful event. Thanks. And I think that's all I had written down on the announcements. But I've got everybody with their meat, so see you on Saturday.
That's great. I thought you were looking a little more tan than normal. And then also on Easter Sunday, which is April 5th, we're having a Pascha breakfast before the service. So please bring some Pascha to share, and we'll have some good fellowship time. We have a few announcements about that aren't in the bulletin, some prayer requests. Jacob and Suzanne Giesbrecht's daughter, Astrid Giesbrecht, she's due in 1.5 weeks, and there's some concern about the baby. I don't think they're quite sure what it is, but so please keep Astrid and her baby in your prayers. And then also Peter and Hilda Sawatsky and Herman and Elsie Sawatsky, we extend our condolences to them at the passing away of their sister Martha Reimer. And those are all the details I have around that. And we also extend our condolences to the friends and family of Elsa Braun, who has passed away. And her funeral service will be this Wednesday, March 18th at 10:30. And also condolences to Phil and myself and Astrid and Jacob on the passing of Phil's uncle, Ken Fisher, who had a long struggle with Parkinson's that came to a swift end, which we were grateful for. And please also keep Gary and Donna Hebert in your prayers. Gary is still going through his cancer treatments. And also Waldemar Tom's daughter, Glenda Arnott, who is in hospital with some complications. And then also please pray for Delfina Aguilar, who has had her surgery already and now is recovering at home. I imagine that recovery with so many small children is not easy, so please pray for her. And then also for Louise and Rudy, as Louise continues to recover from her surgeries. That's a lot of prayer requests we have. We'll do some sharing now. Is there anybody who has something else that they would like to share? Yes, City.
This is on. This is regarding the funeral for Elsa Brown on Wednesday. The Mission Choir has been asked to sing. So if there is anyone that can come and help us, we would be most appreciative. And we will meet here. We're only going to sing two songs. So I think in my email I said at 9:50, but I think 10 o'clock is fine. The funeral is at 10:30. So please come and help if you can.
All right. Let us pray. Creator God, we praise and thank you for the beauty and goodness of creation around us. Lord, help us to maintain a reverent attitude towards nature, which is threatened from all sides. Grant us wisdom to care for the earth. Help us to act now for the good of future generations and all your creatures. Help us to become instruments of a new creation founded on the covenant of your love. As we care for your creation, help us to remember to care for those in need. We pray for those who are in need of healing. We especially pray for Gary Hebert, Glenda Arnott, Delfina Aguilar, Louise Lage, and Astrid Giesbrecht and her baby. And we pray for those who mourn, especially Peter and Hilda Sawatsky, and Herman and Elsie Sawatsky, and the family of Elsa Braun, and the family of Ken Fisher. Lord, we thank you for all your great gifts, and ask that you be with us this morning.
During Lent this year, rather than focusing on the struggles that we have, which is what we usually do during Lent, we're looking at the possibilities for growth that God puts in front of us, the possibilities for maturity, so that we come during Lent looking for... This coat hanger always gets askew. There we go. This Sunday, as Elizabeth already mentioned, it's a special Sunday. The Sunday school people are involved in many aspects of it. And we read in the Bible that Jesus said, unless we become like children, we won't enter the kingdom of God. And what he's talking about is how we learn from our children to be humble, to allow others to lead us, to love without strings attached, all those things that kids do well that we forget about as we get older. Well, there are more things that we can learn. And one of the things that we felt that our children could teach us has to do with how we look after this beautiful planet that God has given us. Now, many of us, and I guess I'm dating myself with this, although you can count the wrinkles and figure that out, many of us grew up not thinking about that. I mean, we're little, the world is big, what can you do, really? So we didn't worry about it. Some of us actually had a pizza box theory about the world. What's a pizza box for? It's only valuable for holding pizza. You get it in the house, you open it, eat the pizza, and phew, it's gone. And so we grew up thinking, God just put the world here for us. Otherwise, we'd be floating in space. That's a tough one. And once it's gone. And so we haven't always had a great attitude. And to learn to look after the world has been a struggle for us. But our children, bless their heart, have grown up in another time. Unfortunately, sadly, it hasn't been the church who has led us in understanding how to care for the world. But they've learned. They've learned at school and on TV and in all sorts of places. And today they're going to help us learn about how to care for this wonderful world that God has given us. I'd like to encourage you to listen now as we hear a few verses from Genesis and then watch a little YouTube which talks about the wonderful world we have.
Hello? Yes, thanks. We'll have a scripture reading by Keely and Jalen. Jalen.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God saw that all that he had made, and it was very good.
Now the Lord had planted a garden in the east in Eden, and there he had formed a man. The Lord had took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to work and take care of it.
We are currently orbiting planet Earth. I'm picking up some noises. Sounds like cool music.
Such a beautiful, such a beautiful, such a beautiful. beautiful world.
I'm the Earth, and for what it's worth, 25,000 miles is my girth. I've got more than 7 billion people living on me all across my amazing geography. Check out my mountains, valleys, trees so tall, and I got lakes, rivers, and waterfalls, volcanoes, craters, swamps with alligators, tropical islands at my equator. The North and South Poles have lots of ice, only polar bears say.
This weather's nice.
I got so much land, yeah, I'm so immense. I got seven different continents. North and South America, Europe, Asia, Africa, Antarctica, and Australia. But the biggest thing everybody can see is that I got a lot of water all over me. I have oceans with lobsters, whales, otters. 3/4 of me is covered in water. I orbit the sun.
I'm so hot.
That's his line, and the moon orbits
it's
me.
My time to shine.
I'm filled with life, both big and small. The most beautiful planet of all.
Such a beautiful, such a beautiful, such a beautiful, beautiful world.
It is the home to every boy and girl. It's a beautiful, beautiful world. I'm getting homesick. Me too. Computer, take us home.
Okay. Now, I'm going to need you to help me, okay? Today we're going to have a adult story rather than a children's story. But you know what? Come on up here and join me on the stairs looking this way, okay? Can you all stand up here? Because we're going to need you a little bit anyhow. All right. I don't know. Do you think we can fit all of them at the front? Okay. So I'll tell you what we'll do. Why don't we let them stay there? And we'll just talk to them, okay? So I was thinking, how do we do this? What would Mrs. White do? Well, what Mrs. White would do is she'd ask questions. So what I'd like to do is we'll ask them some questions. And then when we're done, we'll ask some questions about how they look after the world. Get ready. And then when we're there done, we'll fill it in with some other stuff, okay? Because you guys know lots. Now, two of you are going to use a microphone. Okay, can two of you come down? Mackenzie and Alyssa. Okay, now, what we're going to do, folks, is when we usually have a children's story and Mrs. White asks questions, the children are quick to answer. So what we'd like to do, don't forget I know your names, what we'd like to do is have you put up your hand. Somebody will come by with a microphone and just tell them in a short sentence or two what you do to help look after the world, okay? So, somebody want to start? James, thank you. Okay. Oh, here, you want to get your dad? He has something he wants to say. Oh, okay, we'll let Mrs. White start.
I have worms in my kindergarten classroom that eat our garbage and make wonderful soil for our garden.
Wonderful. I was wondering where that was going to go. I've got worms. Okay, James has something?
Doesn't work. Hello? Yes, it works. We recycle and we collect rainwater in summer to water the plants. And we compost.
Excellent. Somebody else. Oh, here's some up here. Is there some? Alyssa, if you go. You guys watching.
I like to ride my bike to work when I'm able so that I don't pollute the atmosphere instead of driving.
Okay.
We have a big garden, grow lots of our own vegetables, and we compost. We have 3 compost bins going.
Excellent.
Arnold's too shy to speak for himself, but he's planted a couple of 100 trees.
Excellent. Convert a bit of CO2. Somebody else here. I think Ruth had something. Sorry.
Well, we do recycle as well.
we joined James's bandwagon there. And we tried to make a lot of our own food, which I think that helps the environment because we're making our own stuff at home instead of eating out and using recycled containers because we're not taking anything home that way.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. And we grow vegetables too.
All right. Thank you. Sorry, Ruth. I just thought anybody on church council, I can put them on the spot. Someone else. Oh, here's somebody. Lisa, if you want to.
I know my boys turn off the water when they brush their teeth in between, so they try not to use too much water.
Excellent. Anyone else itching to get in? Oh, there's one back there.
My daughter keeps pointing her finger at me, so I figure I better, you know, say something. But for my children's lunches, they take water bottles as opposed to juice boxes, anything like that. So I refill those every day. But that's one thing, and we try not to use too many of those Ziploc bags. We use, you know, those other Rubbermaid type things.
All right.
According to Karen, we do all those things. Although the compost I have never seen except the top part of it because we've never pulled it out. And the last thing is, I bought a John Deere tractor yesterday.
Not sure we're heading in the right direction there, Charles. Anyone else? Okay. Thanks for all your ideas. If you'd like to come back here and, oh, hang on a second. We might need it here. So, what did you think about what they came up with? Pretty cool ideas? They're okay? All right. So, do some of you have ideas about what you can do to recycle or to look after the world? Okay. Okay, does anybody else have something? Yes, here's one, and there's one.
The litter from the ground.
Okay.
You can help animals. You can help animals find things.
That's a good one. So feed the geese in the park and all that kind of stuff. Excellent.
Sometimes we don't forget what we want.
Thank you.
Remember.
Okay, here's.
Help plants grow.
Help plants grow. Good. Any other one? Yes, right in the back.
Instead of using electricity from Manitoba Hydro, install solar panels and use energy off of that.
All right.
Like recycle stuff or recycle anything.
All right. Recycle anything. All right.
When you're brushing your teeth, you turn off the water.
Excellent.
Don't cut down trees.
All right.
Be kind.
Be kind. You know, that makes everything else work better. Okay, and I bet you have a whole bunch of ideas more. And so after the service, I'm hoping you'll all join me to shake hands with people. So if they ask you, do you have other ideas, you tell them, okay? And there's also some in the bulletin. Now, I was just going to say one more thing. I'll try and do this real quick. There's a Mennonite guy called Calvin Redica. Kind of a cool name, hey? He wrote a book, and he said four things. He said, don't use so much stuff. Reduce. He said, stuff doesn't make us happy. What makes us happy? Loving God and loving each other. So there you go. Secondly, he says, be content. We have to share what we have with everybody on earth. So take your part and not too much. And then he said, leave it better than you find it. You ever borrow something from friends, maybe clothes or toys or something like that? So you borrow a top from a friend and you get blueberry sauce on it and it gets dirty and it's wet and you crumple it up and put it in a bag and give it back? No. You make sure it's nice and clean and all pressed. Well, let's do that with the world too. And finally, he said, change. Sometimes it's hard to change. I won't tell them, but sometimes when you get a little older, it's harder to change. And so we have to encourage our parents. Sometimes, even if we've always done it one way, we need to work a little bit at changing. So thanks so much. And I think we've got another little YouTube that talks about things that we can do. So you can come sit down.
We'll now have another scripture reading from Astrid and Jean first, and then Rhea and Lexa. So Astrid and Jean.
The earth is the Lord's, and everything in it, the world, and everyone who lives in it. The God built it on the seas and established it on the waters. Let the heavens celebrate, let the earth be glad, let the sea shout for joy, and all that is in it. Let the fields be happy, and everything in them, let all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Let all creations be excited when they see the Lord coming. He comes to rule the world with justice and faith and fairness.
Please join us in singing Garden to Garden.
Amid the water, the sky and brown, created the wilderness all around. Then God told humans to take care of the land that God had called good. We walk from garden to garden, follow the prince of peace. We walk into the garden, be healed by the leaves of the tree. Jesus was tempted to show the way how to live peacefully, how to pray. You must love your neighbor as yourself. That's what Christ taught us to do.
Glorify the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise Him and highly exalt Him forever. In the firmament of His power, glorify the Lord. Praise Him and highly exalt Him forever. Glorify the Lord, you angels and all powers of the Lord, O heavens and all waters above the heavens, sun and moon and stars of the sky, glorify the Lord. Praise Him and highly exalt Him forever. Glorify the Lord, every shower of rain and fall of dew, O winds and fire and heat.
Winter and summer, glorify the Lord. Praise Him and highly exalt Him forever. Glorify the Lord, O chill and cold, drops of dew and flakes of snow, frost and cold, ice and sleet, glorify the Lord. Praise Him and highly exalt Him forever. Glorify the Lord, O nights and days, shining light and enfolding dark, storm clouds and thunderbolts, glorify the Lord. Praise Him and highly exalt Him forever.
Let the earth glorify the Lord, praise Him and highly exalt Him forever. Glorify the Lord, O mountains and hills, and all that grows upon the earth. Praise Him and highly exalt Him forever. Glorify the Lord, O springs of water, seas, and streams, O whales and all that move in the waters. All birds in the air, glorify the Lord. Praise Him and highly exalt Him forever. Glorify the Lord, O beasts of the wild, and all you flocks and herds. O men and women everywhere, glorify the Lord. Praise Him and highly exalt Him forever.
Please join us in singing Here by the Water while we take the collection.
Thank you.
All right. You people have done amazingly well. Thanks for all your participation. And I'd like to also thank the primary children. You all saw the bulletin covers. You may have noticed they weren't the regular ones we used. Those were our primary department's depiction of being God's gardeners. So, as some of you drew some of those, did some of you draw pictures for the bulletin? Yeah, we have extra copies of all of them for you to take home for your parents, okay? Excellent. So what are we talking about today? The world, yes. Recycling? So I have a question, yes. Cleaning up the world. Very good. You guys are listening real good. We could even have a test here, hey? What do you think? No, okay. Now, we've talked about what we want to do. We want to be good gardeners of God's garden. We've talked about how we're going to do that. And you had a bunch of ideas, and your parents and the old people had a bunch of ideas. And there's a bunch in the bulletin and the insert. Hope you noticed those. Some websites to find more. Now, what's the next question we have to ask? Why? Yeah. Listen to your mom and dad, he says as his dad holds him by the neck. Yes. Be kind. Okay. So, why are we looking after the world? We're just little and the world is big. So why do we do that? Yeah. To protect the ozone. What's happening to the ozone? Ripping. Yes. Okay. The world's getting polluted. Do you know other bad stuff that's happening? Yeah. Polar bears are dying because it's getting warmer and there's no ice floes to them sit on. Yeah. Trees are breaking. Okay. Yes. People are cutting down trees. Yeah. Any other ideas? Well, there's lots of things. We lose a species every day, and the polar caps are melting, and the deserts are getting bigger. And doesn't that get depressing? Yeah. Well, you know what? You'd rather not have snow? Well, it might be easier for us to move than for the whole climate to change. But I want to tell you something. I've got some really good news. The Bible tells us some really good reasons to be gardeners that don't have to do with scaring us all to bits. You want to hear them? Okay, number one, there's three of them. Number one, who owns the world? God. Okay, what did we say before about, remember the shirt with blueberry stains and dirty in the bag? What did we say? We said, yes, right, God's. So if it's God's world, yeah. Yeah, treat the world good. Absolutely. Leave it better than you found it. Do you know, a long time ago, lots of Mennonites were farmers. And the Mennonites liked farming because they said, when we have our hands in the earth, we feel closer to God. Isn't that cool? That's wonderful. I mean, all the other jobs are good too, but farming. Many of the First Nations people have a real respect for nature because they say, it's not ours. We're borrowing things from God. And so we have to be careful. Okay, that's one reason. The second reason, how will I tell this to you? I have some artwork in my office. There are two pieces that were painted by Florian Swatsky, and another piece, he comes to church here sometimes. And another piece is painted by a good friend in Saskatoon. What do you think? His name is Don Grills. What do you think I think of when I look at these paintings? Do I think, oh, I'm hungry, it's time for lunch? What am I thinking? My friends. Yeah. They look good. And then I think, they look wonderful on my wall. And I think, who painted them? And they remind me of my friends who painted them. So when we look outside at nature, what does it remind us of? God. Absolutely. And so when we go for a walk and we see the bushes and we see the stars and skies, we just heard somebody read scripture about how the stars reflect God, right? The Psalms have lots of stories that tell us that nature reflects God. doesn't say nature is God, but it says that God made it. And so when we look at it, we think, who was the artist who made this? Oh yeah, God. Elizabeth Barrett Browning wrote a poem, and she wrote, it's something like, Earth's crammed with heaven and every common bush flaming fire. I got a little bit wrong there, reminding us of God. Remember the story of Moses? He's walking through the desert and all of a sudden there's this bush. What's it doing? Right? It's on fire, but it's not burning. Yeah. That's right. And so God was talking to him through that bush. Well, this Elizabeth Barrett Browning said, God's waiting to talk to all of us through every bush. All we have to do is stop and say, wow, God made it. So that's another reason we want to take care of it. Do you think I would take my paintings and say, I think I'll make them a floor mat for my house? Why not? Yeah. They're special. And they're special because they're beautiful, but they're special because of who made them. So we want to take care of the world too, right? Okay. Number three. Let me think how I explain this one. When we just sang a song, Garden to Garden, you know what the first garden was? Garden of Eden, right. You know what the second garden is? That's when God pulls everything back together. And the quote in the song was from Ezekiel 47. Isn't that right, Jeff? Okay. Also from Revelation 21. So what happens is God created everything. It was wonderful. And there was this garden and people running around, people being Adam and Eve, running around eating the fruit and visiting and talking with God. Beautiful. And then sin came in. What happened? They were kicked out and the lions started eating the gazelles and the people started fighting with each other and thorns grew and, oh man. So God said, I made such a beautiful world and I love these people. I gotta do something about it. So what did he do? Yeah. Yes. He sent Jesus who came, showed us how to live, died on the cross for us because he loved us just crazy much. And he wanted us to be like we were before, happy and at peace with each other. But what happens to creation? Didn't God make that too? Yeah. There's a verse in Romans 8 that says, all creation is groaning, waiting for its reconciliation, waiting to be put back together. And so we see that God is not only wanting to fix us up, but he wants to fix nature too. And one day when we're in that second garden and everything's perfect and we're celebrating, woohoo, that all, not only we are back the way God wanted us to, but so is all creation. Isn't that cool? And so God puts his arm around us and says, I love you. And we say to God, I love you too. Sorry for the bad things I've done. I want to follow you. We turn around and follow God. And then God says, oh, by the way, I got a little job for you. You know what it is? Yes. Take care of the world. It's what's written on the front of the bulletin. I want you to be my gardeners. And I want you to help the people be who they are meant to be and help creation to be what it's meant to be. And so guess what? When we look after the world, it's a way of worshiping God. Isn't that cool? We worship God by caring for creation. Because when we get out there, it reminds us of God. It turns us around and we say, we want to follow God and we want to take care of the things that God has made for people and stuff. Okay. So thanks for participating and all the ideas that you had. And remember, we're all God's gardeners, so remember that when you go outside later on. Jeff has a song for us now.
My Jesus, my Savior,
Jesus, my Savior, for there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter,
end of the service, we always have a blessing. Do you know what blessing means? Yeah. Blessing kind of means that God makes things the way they should be. That means when we say that God blesses us, that God blesses us with a good relation with each other and with God and with all that God has made. Isn't that wonderful? Okay, so I'm going to read a blessing in a minute, and I want you to think about that. And the blessing is for all the people here today and for you. So I'll have everybody stand, and when we're done, you guys come out with me, okay? And now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
A new day dawning, it's time to sing your song.